This is This Week Today on Fresh FM, Namibia's heart and soul.
It's 8:34 on Namibia's heart and soul. We just checked out one of the greatest ever to have ever done it, Whitney Houston. I'm Every Woman. The NSK and Shaquan is on your radio. Song of the Year time. Check out our socials because it's buzzing that side. Shaquan, Whitney reached quarterfinals, isn't it? Of the Fresh FM Music World Cup. So it was a quarterfinal. It was a semifinals.
Quarter.
It was the quarters.
Yeah.
It was the quarters.
Quarter, yeah, yeah.
And you were so heartbroken, Shane.
Yeah. I was. Very, 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 very.
But hey, at least your favorite won the whole thing.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Yeah, yeah. No, but like Whitney is not relevant today.
Yeah, yeah, true.
I mean,
true.
For us, always I have a place in our hearts, but yes, yeah. Yeah. Don't make me seem like I'm old.
For your generation.
I'm a year older than you.
I guess he part of
we are together.
8:35 for Namibia's Heart and Soul. We have Abuti Leonard Witbier, the Deputy Minister of News, and part of the Fresh FM, not the Fresh FM, the Future Media News team in the building. Abuti Leonard Moro, how are you doing?
Good morning, NSK. Good morning, Shaquan. Good morning to the listeners of our beloved Fresh FM. It's great to be here.
That's a beef. Yeah. I only have one question and one question only before you supply us with the news that we need to know about. Okay.
Yes, I love Jamila.
Yes, we do. But we really want to know. It's a very serious issue, Sheikh. Okay. We need to know this. Okay. He's the newscaster here. They sit with the information here. Talk about.
Yes.
We need to know whether the husband returned home.
Oh, you don't get it. Please. You don't get it. You didn't see that story.
No. Did you? Where did he sleep?
Okay. Composure.
Yeah.
Compose ourselves.
Yeah, yeah.
So we'll just start again, guys. Good morning, Shaquan. Good morning, NSK. Good morning to the Fresh FM listeners. To just briefly answer the question, I do not know. All I know is they were shopping for shoes. Mm. That was a screenshot. Like shoes automatically in Damara culture means I will run away from you. Iran is a country in the north. Eastern part of the African continent bordering Asia. Mm. Iran.
Oh my goodness, Leonard.
Mm. Right. Wow. Getting into the top three topics, Doc, that made headlines for this week, that made headlines for us at Future Media News, as well as the country. Obviously, we'll start with short stuff.
Yes.
I'm thinking, but it's nothing related to purchasing shoes or husbands on the run or so. It is all to do with a miniskirt. Oh, I noticed the lady in the picture was also wearing something skirty. It is Mostok Spring as well. The LPM chief whip, Elmar Dianda, yesterday in Parliament, decided to speak on the issue of short skirts and related this to rapes and crimes within the country.
She did.
So obviously, again, the topic the topic has resurfaced after a solid 10 years after the current Ohangwena mayor said that wearing short skirts or miniskirts would be illegal, Mosno. It has resurfaced, unfortunately. The argument remains, the argument remains after 10 years that people who wear miniskirts should not be terrorized by anyone because they are wearing that. Because it was linked to crime, which would basically mean it's not a reason to sexually assault someone, whether it's verbally or by way of touching. It is also not a reason to go to the extent of raping someone, so she did have a good argument in Parliament.
I thought she maybe spoke against it.
No.
Rating it. Okay,
they just raised the topic because the statistics under crime in the country are rapidly increasing.
Yes, they are.
As we know, there's 1.6 million Namibians that are living on the poverty line. So this automatically leads to house breakings, theft out of cars, gender-based violence, the mental health issues, and so forth. Yeah. So she was tying this in with miniskirts. She basically said the causes of the crime is not short skirts. Please respect women and
so we can wear our miniskirts.
I appreciate
her words were, people need to change their mindset of linking miniskirts with rape.
Thank you.
So that's quite beautiful to start off with. a relatively a short piece, if you will. So Debswana,
if you will.
See what I did there? Debswana, which is De Beers and the Botswana government, have in July this year signed an agreement. It's such an amazing story that we had to cover it in this morning's news.
Okay.
So if you have not gotten it, please go to Future Media News and check out our podcast for this morning's 7 and 8 a.m. news. Basically, Botswana had a 25% cut in the diamonds that are taken out of its ground by De Beers. Debswana would then be the merger of De Beers and Botswana's government. This year...
Debswana, is that for real?
Yes. Like, Nam Deb.
No, but I get it, but...
Yeah.
But you just... Debswana. Debswana.
Are you, man?
I know.
Tell us a little bit about Botswana. Botswana is very patriotic about their things, yo.
No, I get it, but...
Jilamud Botswana is the chappies check, my man said. Jilamud Botswana is the chappies check. So basically... They would get 25% of the diamonds that are taken out of their ground by De Beers, which is an Anglo-American company, quite huge in the world.
Yep.
And then they would take the 75% of the diamonds and then manufacture it and resell it back to whoever the wants market, to buy it.
Yeah.
So the Botswana government had the argument of, but we actually signed this contract just after independence and we actually were kind of desperate. Can we re-look at this? Mm-hmm. Botswana has upped the game to 30-70. 30% of the diamonds will go to them as a country to then sell to whoever, take the money and improve their country, which is social grants, whatever they would like to do, building over their roads or so, whatever they would like to do.
Yeah.
The arguments came in from the social justice here in Namibia, Herbert Jauch, who argues that if Namibia does not watch it, because currently Namibia is standing at 25-75. So again, Namibia also got the contract just after independence. So we could also say, can we up the game? Yeah. Remember, Namibia has the upper ground because we have the diamonds. Mm. They need the diamonds. Mm. Without them having our diamonds, they would be ranked lower in the top 10 in the countries that produce diamonds. He was speaking more of closer to election and Namibians currently living in poverty. Mm. Would it be wiser to then up our game as well to 30? So that we get the billions, not millions, billions to sort whatever is needed poverty-wise in the country. That was Mr. Herbert Jauch's argument. And since we are again in the election phase, this is something PDM could look to as the official opposition.
Yeah.
LPM could look to, AR could look to, and any other party could bring up in the parliament to make this come true. Further to that, he argued that this could cost Swapo votes if it's not implemented before elections.
Impossible
though.
But also even when
something to look at.
I'm thinking now is just like, even when the billions do come in, do you think maybe then the ministers would also just get new cars?
I am not so certain. I mean, a car is just $2 million.
Yeah,
I mean, it's not a lot of money. It's just it's Namibian dollars, right? I mean, it's just a new SUV.
Exactly.
I mean, just one person driving it with a guard or two it's not that bad. I mean, how many Namibians could not eat out of the
maintenance thereof?
Verstandje. So it's not a lot of money, unfortunately. But it's possible that this $2 million could be split between $1 for 2.8 million Namibians each. And we could eat a fed cookie out of it. Verstandje? That's how I would look at it if I were in the leadership position.
$5, guys.
Okay, yeah, so that's less.
Inflation, or miss.
Got inflation walk out my door. But out of a 2 million. Got the junkies, eh? A favorite junkie. And the kasi is. Ah, brah. So big erg my music in this. But as Vendu Giso, but 2 million on an SUV in a country where 1.6 million out of the 2.8 million do not today have something to eat would be viewed, if you have logic, as selfish. It would also
the
be
timing
viewed,
is also terrible.
The timing is also terrible. Bear in mind, if Swapo does not honor the promises he made between now, November, and next year, November, most of the people that voted for Swapo in the previous election might feel, nee man bra, ek sit maar my vote die kant toe. I have sadly seen a few Namibians comment by saying, I will rather not go and vote for anyone.
Yeah, their that view I've seen being quite a lot as well. Yeah.
Yes, their view being any political party is the same as any other. This basically, the word hopeless comes to play. They don't have hope anymore. They just feel, whatever, brah, I'm going to die anyway. Whereas the politicians, the current leadership, whoever it is in charge of having a paradigm shift. That's the word.
Yeah.
To make Namibians feel, I will go vote next year for who and who and who. But are the promises they are making practical? Or would a swap be repeated in the next 5 years? That's the sadly what's happening in the country. So we're looking forward to a lot of changes in the country. Again, if any politicians are listening, you can look at all of these headlines and use it to your favor and be accountable. Doch, do something about it, rather than having sessions every Thursday where you say and it's never done. Bingo. Point number three. Hi, Bojila. World Athletics has decided 100 and 200 meters. Christine Boma, it's yours. This is a Jamila Christine Boma. So if you look at how these two ladies, women, have changed the perception of how Namibians feel about Namibia.
Yeah.
It's beautiful. It's
incredible,
despite the politics, despite the whatever, to see our girls challenge or take on things on a world stage. See what I did there with the stage part?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's so beautiful. See what I did there again? Mm-hmm. I mean, even if even if it's 2.5 of testosterone, it's a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
So Christine will be competing in next year's Paris Games very easily.
Nice.
If she maintains the 2.5 of the testosterone level, legal limit set by World Athletics. So we're looking forward to
Dukan Boma and...
Sorry, maintain.
When you say maintain, does she still need to be on the treat?
On the treatment and so on.
We have engaged Henk Buerta, our beloved Angie Scholz. I usually say Scholz because I'm kind of part of the German stuff.
Right.
She has engaged Henk Buerta. It has to be maintained. Otherwise, it may rise, which will then have her fall under the illegal part again. So constant tests will be run by World Athletics to make sure our Mboma is there. Based on what we've seen in the past and what we expect futuristically speaking, I kind of have also seen her as a I don't give up lady. So I think she will take this challenge. She's just getting started. She will nail most of it. So we're quite excited to cover this as future media news. So we are looking forward to that. Further to that, the last point.
Yeah.
Dako Nyipandulwa visited Okanja Park informal settlement. And Toch, basically he called it Babylon, life in a corrugated maze.
Mestanzi.
So what he's doing is basically uplifting the city by painting corrugated irons to something that's aesthetic, basically. Something you would like to look at.
Yeah.
And again...
And just instill a bit of hope, isn't it?
Also? Yeah.
The reason why I am highlighting this story in today's wrap is... It's so beautiful that we can't overlook, despite what the country goes through, the beautiful small things that Namibians do to make Namibia the land of the brave. And that's about it, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you so much, Leonard Vivian. We appreciate you, sir. And let's leave it at that.
Jamila's back.
That's the tweet. That's the comment. There we go.
But though, we are loving it, and we are loving it for Namibians, and we're loving it for the country.
Yeah.
Top 12 out of so many people. But anyway, we'll cover it on Future Media News. Independent.
Accurate.
And on time.
That was This Week Today on Fresh FM, Namibia's heart and soul.
If you ever think about glass, then you need to think PG Glass.